You're listening to Bach in the Black Shirt on air and online at theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back to 93.7 The Ticket, Bach in the Black Shirt here from your 1 to 3 hour every day. Just us two, me and him, and it's just two guys on the couch. Bach, Tavy, somebody asks, what was it like playing up under Coach McBride?
Man, Coach McBride was a tough individual. He loved you, but boy, he would say whatever came to his mind. I mean, I'll tell you one quick story. We was up by the cook outside practicing, and it just wasn't going good. The scout team was running all over us. And I went to tackle a guy and didn't really wrap up, kind of just going through the motion. Man, he went off. He asked me, did they even have footballs in Bastrop? And I mean, made me feel tiny. I was just like, this dude. But later on, after that practice, he came up to me, walked up, wrapped his arm around me, told me that he loved me. And he said, man, I get on you because I want you to do better. And I just left it at that. And it was like, all right, I get it.
All right. Michigan State, 95. A lot of people have been hearing the story about, you know, some people say, did Bob Devaney almost get hit with a chair? Some people talk about the clock being broke or Christian breaking stuff. I told a story about, you know, how when he did break that chair, that a piece of it hit me in my arm running out. So I had to get taped up running out. And then they asked, what was it like having Christian and Jason as a teammate?
It's almost like having Coach McBride out on the field. I mean, they were spitting examples of Coach McBride. Christian, he's one of those guys. My freshman year, I came in, and I looked at him, and I was like, this is like real college football. This is a grown man. He was just so much bigger than I was, and he was so aggressive.
Yeah, this is too aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, you say aggressive, Bach, and I could tell you this story. I'm walking through, you know, I had just got here early. I came in the summer, and somebody's walking me to the weight room, and I see these two big, giant, like, I've never seen guys this big before. And they looked at me, and they was like, ah! They was just, you know, showing their muscles, flexing, and then they was calling me Juco. I was like, why are they? Are you the Juco guy? You're a little guy. Get in this weight room and lift some weights. And I looked at him like they was crazy, Bach. Like, I was ready to fight, Bach, but I knew I wasn't going to win that battle. But, you know, when you play on a team like we did in 95, man, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I came here. And when we started practicing just the tempo and the physicalness of both sides of the ball, and then the fights. You know, we there's no such thing as angels on the football field. We fought, and we fought with intent to hurt you out there. And then, you know, because we battled each other so much that our offense was so good, we didn't want to lose to them every day. We didn't want to keep hearing how they didn't give up a sack, how they rushed for 500 yards against other teams. And we just was sick of the talk. So, you know, one day in practice, it just got physical. I think we had four fights in the first. I think Octavius and you and Clinton, the ones who started it off or something.
I wouldn't say started off. It was just a good hit.
That hit.
Then it kind of escalated after that. But usually it happened right that bye week before we played Oklahoma because it's like the intensity there. But like you said earlier, our offense was really good, and we prided on ourselves at being really good. So when we scrimmaged or went against them live, it was real.
All right, I want to ask you something. Nobody probably asked you this, but the hit on Vershawn.
which one?
How many times you hit him? How many good hits you had on Vershawn?
I've had several good hits on him. I've knocked him out.
Okay, the knockout hits.
Yeah, I got him twice. I got him once here before the bowl game practice when everybody was gone, and then I got him again down in Miami once.
Were you encouraged to hit pretty hard in practice, or did they want you to hold back at all? Or,
well, practice is pretty much live. I mean, the unfortunate part for guys that was like scout team, you was expendable. So, hey, they wanted you to go and give a full picture. So if you're going and giving a full picture, I'm not going to half hit you and possibly hurt myself. So I gave him a pretty good little shot. The first one, I didn't hit him as hard as I could, but the second time I got him, I really got him.
Who was the player you hated the most at practice, man? You know, we have those guys on scout team who just gave us hell. Which guy you just despised at practice the most?
This guy didn't even really cover a lot or run into him a lot. It was Jock Allen.
I know.
Man, Jock, for what he did to us, I don't understand why he didn't play. Jock would embarrass you. And then he would do stuff. He would throw the ball in the stands when he scored. And he just did all kind of stuff. And you look at him in the uniform, it's like, how's this guy out here? But he always, I mean, every corner that came through during that era can say that Jock beat them for a touchdown.
And he didn't get in that one game.
I don't know how many games he played in, but I didn't see him play very often.
I wish he would have gotten the Florida game, and they should have just went deep with him one time, man.
I think if he'd have got in the game and they threw it to him, some way, somehow, he's going to make a catch.
Yeah.
He's going to make a play. He made too many plays against us.
Yeah, scout team All-American right there. He's in the Hall of Fame of Nebraska scout team.
I don't know if they have one of those, but if they do, he'll be the first one.
Yeah, he'll be the first one. All right, Bach, let's go to break, man. And when we come back, we'll start hour number two right here on Bach in the Black Shirt. 93.7 The Ticket. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.